We're going to be getting started here. You guys look like you're glowing. So the shine is here. And so I'm excited to be here this morning. We've had an amazing, amazing weekend and been so blessed. And just our theme, just shining for Jesus and being that light. I know that, the weekend's winding down and we're running on only a few hours of sleep, but you made it. You're here. The strong survives. last night, Mari had ended in prayer, praying for our prodigals and our children, and that's actually what the Lord had placed on my heart for this devotional this morning, mothers and grandmothers that shine for Jesus. And so that's what I want to touch on this morning. And so before we get started, let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we just come before you, Lord God, and just thank you, Lord Jesus, for this morning. Thank you for the ladies that are here, Father. Thank you for this weekend, Lord, and all that you have shown us and spoken into our hearts, Lord. And I just pray, God, that, Lord, that I would just be able to just be pushed aside, Lord, and just allow you, Holy Spirit, to speak through me, to encourage the ladies this morning, Lord. And God, that you would just be glorified, Father. And as we wrap up our weekend, Lord, may we just grab a hold of everything that we've learned, Lord, and go out into this world and shine bright for you. In Jesus' name, amen. So, what I wanted to share this morning is that how to be a light in our home to our children and to our grandchildren. And yes, I am a grandmother. So I have four adult children, and I have four grandchildren. And so my granddaughter was just born May 6th, so she's cute. So the verses that I want to share with you is Matthew 5:14-15. And it says, "You are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hidden, nor do they light a lamp and put it under a basket, but on a lampstand, and gives light to all who are in the house." And so when I was reading over these verses, there was two words that really popped out to me, and it was the words world and house. And I asked myself, who is my world? Who is in my house right now? And I know we are to be a light to the world, but who is our world right now, and who is in our home right now? And for most of us, it's our children and our grandchildren. And so I really thought about that and just being that example in our children's lives and our grandchildren's lives and just pouring out into them, daily. And, we're either in contact with them every single day or we're seeing them every single day. We're on the phone with them. So there's always an opportunity to share Jesus with them. And as grandmothers and mothers, they need to be our first priority. Besides our husbands, they need to be our first priority. They need to be the ones that we are sharing Jesus with and shining our lights to. Because if we aren't, the world is going to overtake them. The darkness is going to overtake them. And so we need to be that shining light in their lives, because there is a spiritual warfare going on for our children. The enemy wants them. He's fighting for them, but so are we, and so is Jesus. And so the world has so much out there that is pulling them and trying to bring them into the world. And, with sexual sin, drugs, alcohol, the drugs that are out there today, it's crazy what the kind of drugs that they're putting into their bodies today and what the enemy has put out there for them. And it seems like they can go to anywhere to grab these drugs, alcohol, whatever it is, it's there, it's available. And so not only that, but transgender identity, all these, homosexuality, just all these things that they're fighting against. The world is pouring into them and trying to conform them into the world's image. And we need to transform their minds daily and pour into them and allow them to be transformed into God's image, because the enemy doesn't want them to be a representative of Jesus Christ. He wants him to serve him. He wants them. He wants to take them from us. But I know that there's a lot of mothers here, grandmothers here, and I know that we are on our knees fighting for our children daily. Last week, a friend of mine showed me a video on Facebook, and maybe some of you have seen this video, but I was just in shock because it was a drag queen having story time with 4 and 5-year-olds, and I just couldn't believe it. These innocent children sitting there listening to what this drag queen had to say and asking them, do you know what a drag queen is? And of course the children are going to say no, because they don't know at that, you know, that age. And so he goes on and explains, you know, you can be a drag queen too, you know, and goes on and explains what a drag queen is and how they can have a drag queen name and how they can find their drag queen name in this book. And so it just broke my heart. It broke my heart because this is what our children are up against. And so, you know, I was just thinking about that, and I'm just, Lord, why are they getting this information at such a young age? And it's because the enemy wants to grab a hold of them as soon as they're born, as soon as they're in school. He wants to grab a hold of their minds, their little minds, because that's when they're sponges at that time, and they're just soaking in all of that information. And so it's our job to wash them with the word, wash them in prayer, cover them in prayer, you know, continue to pray for them daily. And every opportunity we have to direct them and guide them to Jesus. As mothers and as grandmothers, not only do we need to pray for them, but we need to pray with them. And we need to teach them how to pray, to be able to play worship music for them, to read Bible stories to them, to show them Christian movies, and have those available in our homes. I take my granddaughter to school in the mornings a few times during the week, and so she always tells me, Grandma, can you put the Jesus music on? And I'm like, okay. And she goes, put that one song, Jesus, Jesus. And I was thinking about that, and I'm like, it says, Jesus, you make the darkness tremble. And that's what she sings. That's all she knows is that part. And so I was just thinking about that, and she just puts her little hand over her heart, and she's just, Jesus, Jesus. And it's just such precious moments that I get with her. And the enemy wants so much to rob that from us and from them. And so we have opportunity to pray on our way to school. And as we pray, she always says, Grandma, you pray. And I'm like, okay. And so it just takes a little bit of me praying, and then she just jumps right in. And she's like, okay, I want to pray now. And so I'm like, okay. And she just prays for everything. She prays for everything, but it's just the sweetest moments. You know, we get those opportunities with our children and our grandchildren, and it is a blessing. For some reason, I have such a deeper, greater love for my grandchildren. Maybe because they're over there right now, but but my grandchildren listen to me. So every opportunity we get, we need to shine Jesus in their lives. And because one day, these children are going to become adults. And these children are going to make good decisions, and they're going to make bad decisions. But when they make those bad decisions, because they will, some of them, they are going to remember those seeds that were planted in their lives when they were little. And those seeds are going to come to remembrance, and they're going to be able to remember them in their most difficult times. And that's the greatest thing, is that those seeds, they're planted, they're going to be watered, and then they're going to sprout. And so Proverbs 22:6 says, train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it. And so, quick testimony, and I got permission from my friend to share this, but our sweet friend, Beth Claiborne, and I'm going to cry, but she has a son, and she had to leave yesterday because she was flying out to Oklahoma to go pick up her grandbabies that she has never met, and she gets to have them, I think she said 65 days she gets to have them, so I'm assuming that's the whole summer. And so she hasn't seen her son since he was 16. He's 27 years old, and she's prayerfully going to be able to see him. There's some paperwork that needed to take place, but God willing, and with a lot of prayer, she's going to be able to see her son for the first time in 11 years. And we, for those 10 years, we've cried and we've prayed and we just cried out to the Lord for him. And now he said, you know, he's been clean. He's been trying to read his Bible, but because of the drugs and, you know, it messes up your mind. And so he's trying to get there. But it's just an answer to prayer, and God's answering those prayers little by little. And so we're excited for that. And she also has a young daughter that was by her side since she was little, all the way until she was about 18. And then she decided to move out of the home. But that was only for 5 months. 5 months, she was out in the world. She came back recently. She recommitted her life to the Lord. And we're rejoicing with our sister because it's just an answer to prayer. And just those seeds that were planted. And when times got tough, they came back home. And so with that, how many of us have adult children that are prodigals? Mm-hmm. I have a few myself. And, you know, I'm like, how can we be a light? You know, even if they're not in our home right now, how can we be a light? Well, we know that most likely they're going to call us when times get tough. They're going to call us. I know my daughter, my son, they call me. And, you know, when they're going through difficult situations, they call me and they ask for prayer. They ask for my counsel. They ask for my advice. And I always tell them, well, why don't you pray? And they're like, you're good with God. And so I'm like, okay, we'll pray. But they do call, and I thank God for that because they know, you know, they don't go to their friends, you know, but they call mom. You know, they call mom for that advice. And once again, it's because of those seeds that were planted. And I also believe that when they're little, they see their moms and dads go, when they go through those difficult times, who they're calling on, who they're praying to, who's getting them through their difficult times. And so they remember that. They remember that. And so it's important for us to be that light in our prodigals' lives and also to shine that godly counsel to them, God's wisdom, God's truth, not to give them worldly counsel, but to give them God's counsel, God's truth, even if it hurts. You know, we need to give them God's truth because we're doing it in love. We're doing it in love, and we're doing it because we love them. Isaiah 9:2 says, "The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who dwell in the land of the shadow of death, upon them a light has shined." And I put my children in there. And I put, this is just a verse that I'm praying that my children who walked, I'm praying because I believe in my heart that one day this verse is going to come true in their lives, that they walked in the darkness, but now a great light has been shined upon them. And so this is my prayer for my children. We go to the desert with some friends. They got us into going to the desert and going, you know, duning, I guess that's what you call it. I don't know if she's in here. Oh, there she is. So they, you know, we take our little buggies and we go out in the sand. And it amazes me because when we're out there, I mean, they're just rolling hills of sand and you can't see camp. And so I've asked her, how do you, because she always gets us back home. She's a woman. She leads us back. And so she's shared with me a few things that she you know, how she gets back. And it's either following her tracks back home to the camp, or there's mountains that she can, you know, look at and know, okay, this is the direction I need to go to, or her shadow. She looks at what direction her shadow is at. And then she says, but there's also this really tall light pole, and it's in the middle of camp. And at the top, there's this blinking light, and it's a blue blinking light, and it just blinks all day, all night. And it's a light that's just shining for people to find their way back to camp, to find their way back to home. And so that's a light that, you know, we follow to go back. And you just put your eyes on that and you get back to camp, you know. And that's the same thing with our prodigals. You know, we need to be that light in our home. So when they want to come home, they're going to see that light. They're going to see that light in our homes. Because right now, some of them are lost in the world. You know, they're in a dark place, some of them. And we need to be that shining light. So when they do make their way back home, they'll remember and see that light and know that they are back in a safe place. The Lord gave me this promise for my children, and I pray that it will encourage you and that it will give you hope to keep shining for Jesus and for your children. It's Jeremiah 31:16-17. Thus says the Lord, refrain your voice from weeping and your eyes from tears, for your work shall be rewarded, says the Lord, and they shall come back from the land of the enemy. There is hope in your future, says the Lord, that your children shall come back to their own border. And so this verse is my life. I mean, I hold on to this. And even when I see them getting worse and worse and worse, you know, going into a darker and darker place, I turn to this scripture because I know God has given me this promise to hold on to. And so, ladies, if you're losing hope for your prodigals, go to Jeremiah 31:16-17 and just read it. And know that your work is going to be rewarded, you know, and that God's going to bring back your children from the enemy and bring them back to their own borders. You know, if you're losing hope, you know, don't hide your light under that basket, but shine even brighter, because our kids need that hope themselves. You know, they need that hope, because in those times of difficulties, those times of trials, who else are they going to turn to? We don't want them to turn even more to the world and to drugs and to alcohol, but we want them to turn to us. You know, we need to be that example in their lives. So don't give up on your children. You know, sometimes we want to hide our lights and put them under that basket, but we need to be that lamps, those lampstands that shine bright. Be that ray of light that is breaking through the darkness that the world has brought into our children's lives. Chase the darkness away by beaming the light of Jesus Christ that's in you. Amen. Okay, let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we just come before you, and Lord, I just want to lift up our children to you, Lord. Lord, we know that this world is dark, and it's getting darker day by day, minute by minute, hour by hour, Lord. And I just think about our children, Lord, having to be in this world and how worse it's going to get. And not only our children, Lord, but our grandchildren, Lord. We think it's bad now, God. How much worse is it going to be when our grandchildren are adults, Lord? And so help us to be those mothers and those grandmothers that point them to Jesus, Lord, that pour into them daily, Lord, that pray and battle for their lives, Lord. Help us to be that light, Lord, that shines so bright in their lives, Lord, and help us to encourage them. Help us to love them, Lord, even as they're in the world, Lord, even as they're running amok, Lord, help us to love them and help us to love them and to be that light in their lives. In Jesus' name, amen.